This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise be unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most merciful, most kind. We submit to you, Ya Allah, la ilaha illa ant, none has the right to be worshipped except you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in this waqt of Jumu'ah, to accept from us our ibadat, to forgive our sins, and to guide us in our future in the weeks to come and the week that have passed, to forgive us. And we send our greetings, our love and salutations to our Master and our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his pure and perfect family, to his companions, the blessed leaders of this ummah, and to all those who follow the sunnah until the end of time. Ya Allah, let us be amongst them. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. We continue with our series on the disease of the heart. And I must begin by apologizing. I know last week I said we would like to conclude the series and conclude on an issue with regards to hope and despairing in the hope of Allah. We'll discuss that inshaAllah next week, bi'idhnillah. But there is an area, a disease, and it's in fact the worst of all the diseases, and it would be incorrect for me not to speak about it. And I must say that subhanAllah, when I prepare these slides, You feel scared and you feel sad. And this one in particular is of the most severe slides I've had to prepare. And I have not seen language in the Quran as harsh, as severe, as strict as the discussion when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about hypocrisy. Without a doubt, hypocrisy is the worst of all diseases. And it is a disease that if afflicted the heart, and it takes over the heart, and that person is the lowest caliber of person, the lowest of the low, the worst of the worst, even below the outright kafir like Fir'aun and Abu Jahl. For when we open the Quran, we begin and we find Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-Kitabu la Rayba Fihi Hudan lil-Muttaqin. Allah begins this Quran by describing three types of people. He begins by speaking about the muttaqeen, the true, sincere muttaqi, the one who has taqwa, whose actions reflect his belief. He believes in Allah, and he believes in the last day, and he believes in the Quran and the revelation, and he spends and he makes salah, and he lives his life in the fear of Allah. This is the pure, complete muttaqi. He's not perfect, but he is a person of taqwa. And you need to ask yourself, which category do I fall in? Can I say that I have true taqwa? I'm a person of taqwa. The second category, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. The disbeliever, the outright disbeliever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, that خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, that Allah has covered their eyes. This is not on the slides. We know the ayah in Surah Baqarah. Allah speaks about the muttaqeen. Then Allah speaks about the kuffar, the outright disbeliever, the one who says, I don't believe in Islam, I don't believe in anything. So Allah says, خَلَاص, if you don't want to believe, then I shut, at some point, their hearts are closed down, their eyes and their hearing is shut off, and their position is with Allah, is in Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a third category. Now if you're not the complete kafir, and you're not the complete muttaqi, the complete person of taqwa, then all of us, well, the rest of us fit in the middle category. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَكُولُ آمَنَّا. And there are people who say, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَوَاهُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. They say that we believe in Allah, and we believe in the Akhirah. And Allah says, وَهَمَاهُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, but they are not believers. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. That they think that they are deceiving Allah and the believers, but only they deceive themselves and they're unaware of their disbelief. The danger of the sickness is you can have it and you can believe you are fine, and you won't know the truth about nifaq until the day of Qiyamah. The munafiq never sees himself as a munafiq. Up until the end, he doesn't believe he's a munafiq. There are people who believe that they are believers and they think they're fine with Allah. And subhanAllah, how many of us can say this? And then they find on Qiyamah, we are of the munafiqeen. Hassan al-Basri, the great tabi'i, the greatest of the tabi'een, says, none fears nifaq except a believer. And none feels safe of nifaq except a munafiq himself. How many of us have made dua, Ya Allah, let me not be a munafiq or a disbeliever? How many of us make dua for this? Because we feel this is something so far away. Another great tabi' Ibn Abi Mulayka says, I met 30 companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Every single one of them were fearful that they were munafiqs. That they believed that, you know, maybe I'm a munafiq. And we'll see why. Why? How can you say you are munafiq? How can you say that your heart is full of hypocrisy? Because that there are two types of hypocrisies. There's hypocrisy in action. And we'll talk about all the types of actions as mentioned in the Quran that indicate what a munafiq does. The symptoms of nifaq, the external symptoms. And if you have one of those symptoms, it can be an indication that the heart, the major nifaq of the heart is prevalent. So if you have the symptoms of external nifaq, the actions of a munafiq, you resemble the munafiqs in actions, then it could be an indication that your heart actually possesses nifaq. And all of us, even the Sahaba, at times we feel maybe our actions is indication that inside there's something wrong. So there's minor nifaq, which are the external things that we see, and the major nifaq, which is the nifaq of the heart, which Allah speaks about when He says, "Fi darkil asfal," they are the worst of the worst. And why? What leads to nifaq? When does someone become munafiq? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Falamma zaghu azagha Allahu qulubahum, wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqin." Once a person is shown the truth and the guidance, and he hears about Islam, and he's a Muslim, and he goes against what he knows to be right, then this leads to nifaq. So Allah says, once they turned away from, I gave them guidance, and they turned away, so I turned them away. Then I turned their hearts away. And Allah says, وَنُقَلِّبَ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And we shall turn their hearts and their eyes away from guidance as they refuse to believe therein the first time. So for the believer, once a believer enters into Islam, then he still has to cross the bridge of nifaq. Is his belief correct and pure and his actions in sound? Because if he believes and then he turns away, then he is worse than the kufr he came from. So a person who is a non-Muslim, he becomes Muslim, he can actually fall into something worse, nifaq, if his belief is not sincere and true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we said types of hypocrisy, there's two types. Hypocrisy of the deeds and the hypocrisy of the heart. No one will know his state of his heart until Qiyamah. But what indicates hypocrisy of the heart are the deeds. So what kind of deeds will indicate if someone has hypocrisy? Again, I said self-diagnosis. Let's look at the symptoms of the munafiqeen in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and what the Quran says about them. And we ask ourselves, how many of us, how many of these symptoms can I tick off? Many of us, I no doubt, today you can diagnose yourself. You go to, you hear a cough or your kids are sick, you diagnose, what do they have? Is it flu? Is it something serious? And you look at those symptoms. Similarly, we look at these symptoms. First thing, one of the things, they disbelieved after iman. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا فَتُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. That they believed and then they disbelieved. That they were believers, but they went against truth and guidance. They knew what was true, and yet they still went against it. And every single person who sins, knowing that this sin is haram, it is a sign of nifaq. And that's why the Sahaba were so fearful. Because no one is perfect. And therefore they never felt safe of it. And we should never feel safe from it until the day you walk into Jannah. Then we can feel safe from it. Ameen. So the thing that leads to nifaq is a believer who goes against what he knows to be true and right. He commits sin even though he knows that this is haram. مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء. That they are neither, and in the time of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and today maybe we find it as well, that they were not with the Muslims, nor with the non-Muslims politically, socially. They didn't support the Ummah. They didn't support the Jama'ah. They found themselves in the middle. You couldn't count them as, you couldn't rely on them or depend on them. That when we asked, when the Sahaba, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who will help build this masjid? Who will come fight jihad? They were the ones who says, not us, count someone else. They never took a stand. They were always on the fence. Their actions didn't show that they were with the believers. And we ask again, do our actions show that I'm a believer? That I've done enough for the ummah that I can say I'm with them, with the Muslimin. And as we said, the danger of the sickness is the munafiq never sees himself as a munafiq. Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. That when they said to the munafiqeen and the people, and today also, when we say to the brothers, stop causing fitna, stop causing a friction in the jama'ah. They said, I only want good for the jama'ah. I'm only raising this out of concern. But you cause so much fitna and unhappiness in the community. This is a symptom of the munafiq. that he goes against the jama'ah and he causes problems and mushkila and animosity between people, and he will say it is only done out of good intentions. That they don't even realize it. They don't even do it deliberately. They don't realize that the things they are saying and the people they're speaking to and the advice that they're giving actually causes fitna and sadness and corruption. And they don't realize it. They always think they know better. The munafiqeen of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the munafiqeen until Qiyamah, they will respond like this. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That when you tell them and give them, call them, believe like the people are believing, follow the sunnah, follow the ulama, follow the jama'ah, they will say, should we follow like those people that don't know any better? We know better than them. We have a better understanding than them. The rest are wrong, I am right. The munafiq always sees that his opinion is the best and the strongest, unable to listen to anybody else. He shuts himself down, I'm always right. Maybe we think in our mind, I know someone like that. Maybe you might think, I'm someone like that. I want to find, you don't trust what the ulama of old and the sahaba. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, today people even say, yeah, wa'yadhu billah, but that's the opinion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a'udhu billah. We have better opinions today. They true, so a munafiq, his true self, it's about nifaq, is a person that lies to himself. What's outside is not what's inside. And we can only see through certain traits that there's something wrong inside. But when they're alone, their true self comes out. وَإِذَا لَكُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. That when they are with the believers, they look like them, they say, we are with you. But when they are alone with their shayateen, meaning when they are alone, their private lives does not reflect what is true on the outside. And the Sahaba was so scared of this, because how many of us, our iman, is it bigger or are we better behaved in public or in private? And they thought maybe this is a sign of nifaq. That when I'm outside, when I'm with the believers, I'm a better person. When I'm alone and no one sees me, then my true self comes out. Then I commit those sins. Then I'm not so particular on my ibadah. Is this not a sign of nifaq? So Allah says, your true self, you are known when you are alone. As the other man who wakes up at night, no one sees him and he's crying before Allah. For whom is he doing it? That is a clear sign of iman. No one sees him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who speaks in a certain way to please others, but he says something else when he's in private, sign of nifaq. Their true colors come out when they're alone. Allahu yastahzin. Allah says, and this is one of the punishments to them, Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mun. Allah mocks at them and gives them an increase in their wrongdoing to wander blindly. That Allah sends them further astray. When the munafiq, and the person, when the person is given guidance and he turns away, then Allah turns away more guidance. So this is the link between free will and the destiny of Allah. When you turn Allah away, then He makes easy for you the path to further misguidance. And when you start doing good, Allah will make easy for you the path of guidance. He will start sending you reminders you didn't know. He will give you, He'll wake you up in the middle of night. Why? And you'll feel, let me get up and make salah. Because you're starting on the path of goodness. But when you do once and after the next, it's like a domino effect. Allah says, and then I turn them away to be guided. They encourage mischief and they are the ones in the community. And again, the munafiq externally looks like the Muslim. He's got a Muslim name, she has a Muslim name. She's in the community, she's amongst us, he's amongst us, but he's causing mischief. The hypocrites, men and women, are one from another. They enjoin al-munkar. They're always encouraging, advising things that lead to evil. And they're always opposing al-ma'ruf, وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ, the opposite of the believer. That when there are good things, they're always hindering, criticizing, working against. When we want to do something good, they'll find 1,000,010 reasons why not to do it. And they close their hands. They're never the ones that give and say, I'll be the first to spend. Very difficult or very rare, the munafiqs will give and spend in the path of Allah. Because they don't want to be part of this. And they have forgotten Allah, so He has forgotten them. Verily the munafiqs, they are the fasiqoon. They oppose the leadership in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they opposed him. And they continue this trend throughout the history of Islam. Always a minority group fighting the jama'ah. Always looking to be superior. Always believing that they are better. When the jama'ah appoints someone as their leader, and the leader is never perfect, they will always criticize and work on the outside, never contributing, never assisting, but always working against the jama'ah, always a headache on their minds of those trying to do good. Wa minhum, Allah says, and of them the munafiqs are some who accuse you, O Muhammad, that you are unfair in the matter of distribution of the alms. They used to tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are not being fair and equitable in the way you are distributing the alms. We're only giving advice, Ya Rasulullah. Right, this is how they are. If they are given a part thereof, when they get their way, then they are happy. But when they don't get their way, when they're not given from the charity or they're not distributed as they like, they become angry and abusive and start fighting and causing friction when things don't go. The munafiq always wants his word to be the way. That everyone must follow his word. And if he doesn't get his way, then I'm not going to work with you people. Then I'm pulling away. How many people do we know like this in organizations? The jama'ah, 90% say, let's do this. They say, no, I insist it must be like this. And if you don't like it, then I don't want to work with you people. Right? They are pained when the ummah has success. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the munafiqs there, Allah says about them, but if bounty comes to you from Allah, when the ummah is moving and thriving and things are happening well, He will surely say, as if though He had never been between you, Him and any affection, as if though you meant nothing to Him. So when things go good for you in your life, things go good for the ummah, He will say, oh, how I wish I had been with them, so I could have attained a great attainment. That they are not happy when they see, mashallah, the masjid is flourishing, that these people are succeeding even without me, then they become something, they feel angry. But when loss comes to the ummah, if good befalls you, it grieves them. But if calamity overtakes you, they will be the first to say, you see, I told you, we took our precautions beforehand, and they turn away happy. You see, we told you this is not going to work. This dawah project is not going to succeed. We told you, we were right. Were we not right? First people, this is an attribute of nifaq. This is your stuff, and they're looking and hoping for you to fail. SubhanAllah, this one, all of us, we need to pay attention here. Allah describes the munafiqin, illa innahum kafaru billah wa bi rasulihi wa la ya'tuna as-salah illa wa hum kusala wa la yunfiquna illa wa hum karihun. The munafiq is the one, Allah says, he disbelieves in Allah and his messenger, and they come to salah in a lazy state. They only come to salah in a lazy state, and they don't ever spend up their money unless they're sort of forced to do it, strong armed. Everyone is giving, so I'm going to look out, so I give. Never out of his own. Salah is a huge burden for the munafiq. And in another ayah, Allah mentions this twice in the Quran, in Surah Nisa, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُمْ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Indeed, the munafiqs deceive Allah, but He is deceiving them. They think they're deceiving Allah. When they stand for salah, they stand lazily. They stand in a lazy manner, showing off to others. They only come to jama'ah to be counted as the Muslim. Everyone is going, so I have to go with. And they never in their private affairs, they don't take care of their salah. And they don't remember Allah much. So Allah says, so because you don't remember me, I don't remember you. They don't make dhikr and they're not the reflective of Allah. Now if the munafiqeen used to come to the masjid in a lazy way, what about the believer that never comes to the masjid? What about the believer who doesn't make salah at all? The munafiqeen used to come to the masjid, but they came late or in a lazy fashion. They'd be in the last saf, first one to leave. Now if this was the state of the munafiq, what about the believer who never comes to the masjid? Who never makes salah even at all? Wa'yadu billah. What does that say about your iman? Nabi Sallam says, indeed the most difficult salah for the munafiq is Isha and Fajr. And if they knew the virtues thereof, they would attend the jama'ah even if they had to crawl. Again, the munafiqeen used to come to Fajr salah, but late or in a bad way. What about us that don't go to, and myself included, what about us that don't go to the masjid for Fajr, let alone not waking up for Fajr? What does that say about our iman? They encourage, not only are they stingy, but they also encourage stinginess. Why do you want to support that? Don't put your money there, put your money here rather. Are you really going to spend? They don't want others to do good. They are the ones, Allah says, who say, do not spend on those who are with the Messenger of Allah until they disband. Don't spend on the good deeds or the Sahaba. Don't spend on goodness. But Allah says, and to Allah belongs the wealth of the heavens and the earth. But the munafiqs do not understand. They prefer, they ally, they support the disbelievers against the believers. بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah says, tell the munafiqs that they're going to have a severe punishment. Why? الَّذِينَ who take disbelievers as allies instead of the believers. And how many of our, now we think maybe politically countries supporting Muslim, supporting non-Muslim countries against Muslims, turning Muslims away as refugees so they have to go to non-Muslims. That's their thing. But for us, how many of us support, favor, help against our Muslim brothers? We won't stand together on a personal level. So Allah says, when you do that, tell them severe punishment. Do they seek with the non-believers honor? Are they trying to align themselves with the disbelievers to get some honor? But indeed, Allah, فَإِنَّ الْإِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Remember, all honor belongs to Allah. What else do we know about the munafiqs? Four symptoms, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. Not only are they lying to themselves and lying to Allah, but they can't keep that lies in. They physically tell lies. That there are four, Nabi said, four symptoms of a munafiq. If you have one of these four symptoms, then you have a portion of nifaq. And if you have all four of these symptoms, then know that you have basically become a complete munafiq inside as well. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a treaty, a contract, a covenant, he breaks it. When he promises something to someone, he breaks that promise. And when he becomes angry with somebody, he quarrels in an abusive, insulting way. Swear words come out. Insulting this one. This is verbal insulting. What about still physically insulting somebody? Again, you ask yourself, how many times do I break my word, my promises, lie, don't speak honestly, speak in a vulgar way? Their true colors come out, as they say, many a truth spoken in jest. When they are off their guard and they start to make, and they feel at ease and they speak their tongue, their true colors come out. And this happened in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They'll be the first when things are calm, when they have their defenses down and say, you see those people, X, Y, and Z, how they are? And they start laughing and teasing and insulting others. This happened in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Sahaba were on an expedition. And the munafiqs were with this army of the Muslims. Right? We don't know who's a Muslim munafiq or not. And when they were sitting down, they started insulting the Sahaba. They said, have you ever seen the Qurra, these learned Sahaba, these ulama Sahaba, meaning Abu Bakr and Umar and Ali and Uthman, have you ever seen men like them? They're so cowardly and they're so fat and they're so poor. You're going to see in the battle, they're going to be useless. These are your men that you're fighting with. You're supposed to be your ikhwan. When Abdullah ibn Umar, Sayyidina Umar's son, heard this, he went and said, you can't say this. I'm telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah revealed ayat. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيْكُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْعَبُ. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, what is this you're saying? What are you talking about? They said, we're just making jokes and, you know, teasing and having some fun. Then Allah says, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Are you making jokes with Allah and his Rasul and his ayat? Are these the matters you make jokes about? لا تعتذروا. No excuse I give you. قَدَ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. All of you became kuffar. I have deemed all of you kuffar. Allah nullified the iman at that moment. Side note here also, when we make jokes, not with the deen, not with Allah, not with God, not with Jesus, not with Nabi Muhammad SAW, we don't make jokes about the deen. Allah says, when you make jokes about this, Allah can nullify your iman. And what the ulama even say, one man was talking, the others just sat and laughed. Allah says, all of you became kuffar. All of you became kuffar. Except the one sahabi that stood up and said, this is wrong. And the sahabi, Abdullah ibn Umar said, one of them came and he was holding on to the reins of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's camel, crying, saying, I was just making a joke. And then this ayat, لا تعتذروا, that Allah will make no excuse for you. One word. They hate reminders of goodness. When you try to advise them, hey brother, you know, it's dhuhr time. Brother, you know, this is not permissible. You shouldn't be drinking. You shouldn't be doing these things. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ. We say, come to Allah. We're inviting you to Allah. رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنْكَ صُدُودًا. They will turn away from you with aversion. They'll be so unhappy. Just get away from me. I don't want to listen to this. Okay. That's, they hate reminders from Allah. The believer, when he's reminded, says, alhamdulillah, thank you brother, I never knew you were reminding me to something good. They're the first ones to doubt Allah in times of toughness. When things don't go their way, they will say, إِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِ مَرَضٍ مَا وَعَدْنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. That Allah and His Rasul, look, Allah said, we're going to be victorious. Allah said, things are going to go well. Where is Allah now? They are the first ones to doubt Allah. And that they turn away in aversion. They said, you see, Allah only promised us false things. This is when things are bad, and you think badly of Allah, it's a sign of nifaq. They are cowardly and they're very critical. The guy that always sits back and says, you know, the masjid is wrong, you can list all the mistakes the masjid is doing, or the imam is doing, or the committee is doing, or the ulama is doing, or the neighbors are doing. But what are you doing, brother? He does nothing. He sits back and my job is to criticize everybody. Allah speaks about them. They are averse towards you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and believers. When fear comes, they look at you with eyes revolving like one departing by death. That when things are bad and tough, then they look, what are we going to do? But when things are good, they lash and they criticize you with sharp tongues, not remembering any good that you've done. Those have not, Allah says, they are not true believers. So Allah rendered all their deeds worthless. All their good deeds, Allah made it null and void. They belittle the efforts of others, subhanAllah. And how many people do we know this? الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في صدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم فيسخرون منهم سخر الله منهم ولهم عذاب أليم. Those who criticize the contributions of the believers and in charities, and those who find nothing except their efforts. So they are the ones who, when people do good, they can only find fault. That this that you're doing, it means nothing. They said the one who donates, I'm only donating a 5 rand, you really think you're going to build the masjid with that? And you don't even have anything, you're just coming to wash the masjid? They're the ones who criticize and they belittle the good deeds of others. The small efforts. So when there's a problem, the believer says, okay, what can I do? I don't have much, but let's roll up our sleeves and inshallah put our trust in Allah. The munafiq says, this is never going to happen. You're deluding yourself. And he makes fun and he's on the side, criticizing and teasing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as they tease, Allah makes fun of them and promises them a severe punishment. They also are known in Medina and in the communities. They spread rumors. They love spreading bad news. Did you hear what happened to this one? Negative. So excited to hear that one, you know, they caught him stealing, or that one's son is in drugs. They love to spread ill speech. Allah says, if the hypocrites and those in whose hearts is a disease, and those who spread rumors in Al-Madinah do not cease, we will surely incite you against them. We will make them known who they are, so you will drive them out. And the true colors come out in times of jihad. And not only just physical jihad, but when we say we need to do something, brothers, we have a project, they're the last people they're the first to leave. First to say, no, I'm so busy, you know, I'm really not able to do so. The believer is the first one who hurries to assist. Those who remained, so in the times of jihad, they remained behind and they were happy at staying behind after the messenger, the departure of the messenger, and disliked to strive in the path of Allah with their wealth and their lives in the cause of Allah, and they said to others, not only don't they want to do nothing, they don't want to do anything for Allah's sake, but they encourage others, why do you participate? Why do you get involved in the masjid? Why do you get involved with that committee and that community? Why must you still do it? They say, don't go forth in the heat. Don't burden yourself. You're so busy. Stay at home. Worry with yourself. So Allah says, they're scared. They tell others, don't go in the hot day and work for Allah. So Allah says, remember the fire of Jahannam is a lot hotter than this. If they would just understand. And the sad, dangerous thing is, and you might have one or two people speak like this, criticize like this, break down the unity, fight the jama'ah, fight the committee, fight the ulama, insult and lie. That's the one who has severe nifaq. But that nifaq is contagious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it has already come down to you in the book, that when you hear the verses of Allah recited, they are denied, the munafiqs deny it, they ridicule it, they don't obey it, they don't follow it, they don't listen to it. So don't sit with them until they enter into another conversation. When they want to spread their beliefs and their criticism and their insults of the deen and ulama, remember when they made fun of Sahaba, they didn't make fun of Allah and His Nabi, they made fun of good people. So when people constantly attack good people and the ulama and those who try to do good and criticize, Allah said, don't sit with them. Why? Because if you sit with them, indeed, you would be then like them. You would become like them. You would listen to their bad advice. So what happens when someone has all these qualities? And I said, the Sahaba, we know that beautiful story. Only one man besides Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew who the munafiqs of Medina was. Right? Hudhaifa. Sahabi's name is Hudhaifa. He knew who the munafiqs were because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was informed by Allah, this man, that lady, these people, they are the ones of the munafiqs. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hudhaifa and he said, don't tell anybody. Why? Because we don't judge people, we don't execute people based on what's inside. I think that person committed zina, right? I saw them going to the room alone together, must be zina. We don't do it until we see. So we don't judge someone on the internal, the external. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hudhaifa. So Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab, the man who was promised Jannah, he said, Hudhaifa, I know you know who the munafiqs were. And Hudhaifa said, I can't tell you who they were, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a promise. He says, don't tell me who they were. Am I a munafiq? Just know, am I on that list? I just want to know. I can't stand the thought that, why? Because they look at these symptoms and say, how many times do I do this? I'm not the one to be first. I criticize. I lie. I break my promise. When I'm alone, I'm not as I was in public. Maybe I have some nifaq. And he was scared. Maybe I'm a munafiq. So Hudhaifa said, no, of course, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never mentioned you as amongst the munafiqeen. So what is the punishment of a munafiq? And I said, I've never seen words and language by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more severe than this language. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you'll find that they will be given a lot in the dunya, so that they don't come back to Him. When times are tough, we come back to Allah. Allah says, let not their wealth and their children impress you. Allah only intends to punish them through these blessings. So someone with a lot of blessings and a lot of goodness and no calamities in life, he must worry. SubhanAllah, it's a punishment from Allah. Allah's keeping me. Do good. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Don't come back to me and ask me. Because when times are tough, we tend to go to Allah. He gives me whatever I want free of charge without any difficulty. Then Allah says, then Allah only intends to punish them through this in the world, and that their souls should depart while they're disbelievers. So Allah can grab them quickly. When they least expect it, Allah takes them, takes their ruh. Never made tawbah, never changed their ways. How many of us will have such good, easy, comfortable lives versus others in the ummah, pious people, and they go through such difficulty? Ask, Ya Allah, is this a punishment? Our wealth and our blessings are punishments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at some point stops accepting their good deeds. Says to the munafiqs, you spend willingly or unwillingly. If you start giving in charity, never will it be accepted from you. I stop accepting your charity now. Now I don't accept your charity. Even if you give millions and billions, whether you did it out of goodness or badness, I don't accept it anymore. Indeed, you have been a defiantly disobedient people. You didn't listen. How many times you continue? So halas, I don't accept from you. Even the dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could not save them. Now Allah says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Istaghfir lahum, ask forgiveness for them, O Muhammad. Or don't ask forgiveness for them, whether you ask or not ask for them. Even if you should ask for them 70 times a day, Ya Allah, forgive them, have mercy on them. Never will we forgive them. I will not forgive them. Even if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for forgiveness. That is because they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger. And Allah does not guide the defiantly disobedient people. SubhanAllah, look at this. Allah says, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَكُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. And do not even make janazah salah on them. And don't even stand and make dua for them in their qabr. Don't make dua for them when they passed away. Indeed, they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and they died while they were fasiqoon, that they were disobedient to Allah. On Qiyamah, what is the result of the munafiqs? On Qiyamah, after Allah does the questioning, and may Allah grant us a good questioning, may Allah forgive us for our shortcomings, let us meet you, Ya Allah. Let us be sincere with you, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Three categories again. The believer will be on one side. The disbeliever, outright disbeliever, will be taken, the one who committed shirk. And we said this, once this, you in the shirk, you wa'yadu billah, no hope of Jannah, automatically to Jahannam. So the disbelievers will be taken to Jahannam, and they will be dragged to Jahannam, and thrown over into Jahannam. The only ones left will be the believers and the munafiqs. So there will be munafiqs. They'll say, no, you don't go to Jahannam yet. You need to go through all the difficulties of Qiyamah, and you need to see the believers succeeding, and then you'll go to Jahannam. So Allah will, once He sends all the disbelievers to Jahannam, then Allah, as Allah mentions, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقِي, that when Allah reveals His shin, and this is Mubarak, how Allah's shin is, something which we'll find out on Qiyamah, وَيُدَعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ, and then Allah will say, now make sujood to me. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, the believers, they will, you will only know your position when you're able to make sajida, and those who will find their backs like a solid column will be unable to bend. They will not be able to make sujood. خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً وَقَدْ كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ. Then the eyes will be humbled and they'll be humiliated, and they will overcome them. And they used to be invited, خَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ خَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاةِ, come and make sujood, to prostrate, when they were able to do so and they didn't listen. Now Allah will prevent them from making sujood. Then after that, Allah will put that sirat, that bridge over Jahannam, thin like a hair, sharp like a sword. And depending on your good deeds, you will fly over that bridge or you will stumble back and forth. And Allah will, and that bridge will be over Jahannam, it will be pitch black. So you'll be in a place absolutely pitch black over this bridge which you cannot see, so thin, and things grabbing you down to fall into Jahannam, and the believers will be given a light to help them cross the bridge. But the munafiq, while he's crossing the bridge, his light will go off. And it will be said, so you'll tell the believers, wait for us that we may acquire, give us some of your light. We were with you in the dunya. We were not there with you. We were not in the masjid. We were not part of the committee. We were not there talking and trying to. Their light will go off. And they will say, help, give me some of your light, O Muhammad. Then the believers will go back off the bridge. Maybe you can get light over there. And when they go back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will place a barrier between them and the believers. And they will be on the outside. And then they will fall into Jahannam. And what is the punishment for the munafiqs once he's in Jahannam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارِ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Eternal Jahannam. هِيَ حَسْبُهُمْ. That is what they deserve. وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And Allah has cursed them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. And they will have an enduring, eternal, non-stop punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the munafiqs, you will get the worst punishment of all. Of all the categories of people, the munafiq who knew the truth, who was surrounded by the believers, but internally constantly fought and caused mischief and went against the ummah, they did more harm than the disbelievers. So Allah says, for you, you get the worst punishment. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي دَرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That you will be in the lowest point of Jahannam. Just as Jannah, the best of it is the highest, the worst of Jahannam is in the lowest. وَلَن تَجِدْ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. And they will find no help or assistance. As we said, the Sahaba feared when they looked at these characteristics. And we ask ourselves, how many times do I make salah in Fajr, in Jama'ah? How many times do I break my word or lie? How many times, how much charity have I given versus how much things I spend on which are not of no benefit to me? Is my iman intact? How much blessings do I go blindly without saying Alhamdulillah? Is there something wrong with my heart? And we'll only know in Qiyamah. And the only way to save ourselves is to change. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still, even for the munafiq, Allah, in the next ayah, after he says the munafiqs of idarkil asfali, that you are in the worst position of munafiq, Allah gives them hope still. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. Except the one who repents and returns to Allah. وَأَصْلَحُ. And he changes himself, he corrects himself. He fights himself to go to the masjid. He fights himself to give. He fights himself to keep quiet. When there's something to, when someone offends him, he says, I'm not going to argue with you. When things don't go his way, he says, I will accept. Even if I don't like this course of decision, I raise my concerns in a nice way. But if this is the ummah's decision, I go with the jama'ah. I don't say, look at the moon on this time or that time. I will have my own jama'ah. I will make my own fatwa or my own madhab on my own, which suits me. I will go with the jama'ah. Because I don't want to break the unity. Because these are the characteristics of the munafiqs. الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. They make tawbah to Allah and they return. وَأَصْلَحُوا. And they correct themselves. وَأَعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ. And they hold fast to Allah. وَأَخْلَصُوا. And they are sincere. دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ. They make their deen sincere to Allah. Privately, they turn to Allah. A way of knowing if you are sincere is if you cry to Allah alone. When you listen to the ayat of Allah, when you're alone at night and you're able to cry before Allah, it's an indication of sincerity. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Then they will become part of the believers. وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah says, and know that we will give the believers a great reward. You have a great reward. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and protect us and keep us safe from nifaq. Let us at least make dua as much as we can. Ya Allah, save us from being unsincere or lie to you in our hearts. Let us not meet you with any nifaq or kufr. Forgive us, Ya Allah, for our shortcomings. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. InshaAllah, next week we will conclude this series of disease of the heart with hope and those who despair in the hope of Allah. No matter how bad things are, Jamaatul Muslimin, we should never lose hope in Allah. We'll discuss that next week, inshallah. A reminder, if you want like the slides or the audio, you can get from the office, and our website is online as well. You can get it from there, and I will see our class 6:30, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jazakallah khair wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.